Brother Tracy McDaniel has been pastor over at Oak Grove here in Carroll County for 10 years. And I've attended services there when he was pastor there. I've heard him preach a number of times, and I have a lot of respect for him. I think he's a man of God and a man that loves God. I'm looking forward to this message today. He'll preach better if we'll all pray for him. And I think I could say on his behalf, he desires our prayers. So let's give him your attention and let's pray for him as he come to deliver a message this morning. Brother Tracy.
Brother Moderator.
Having been called to preach by God, I stand here with the authority to do so. But humbly, I realize that I'm being allowed to stand here. And I appreciate and thank you for your confidence. I don't know that I've ever had the privilege of preaching when there were so many preachers in the congregation. But that's not a bad thing. Because I know that they know that what I have been asked to do here today, what has fell upon me and become my duty to do, they know is impossible for me. Now you don't understand that, but they do. And I know that they'll be praying. And I ask everybody that knows the value of prayer to pray. I'm not here this morning because I'm the best. I'm here because God called me. And I had the privilege of hearing Brother Robert Simmons yesterday. He talked about being nervous. And I guarantee you, Brother Robert, that you're not any more nervous than I am today. And God has given me enough wisdom to know that I don't want to feel any other way when I take this stand, because I feel very small. And I don't know anything this morning except Jesus and Him crucified, and that He will save. He will save if you let Him. And this is the doctrinal sermon. I'm just going to follow the Lord. I don't think you can preach the gospel without preaching doctrine.
Amen.
I remember 1993 when the Lord saved my soul. And it was a very short time after that He called me to preach. And both of those experiences were very real to me. And I find myself falling back on both of them. And in 1994, that was my first time to ever come to the association. And I guess it was my first time to even realize that there was an association. And I had the privilege of attending that year. And I believe I was somewhere around 24 years of age. Having just answered the call to preach the word. And pretty much all I knew is what I'd heard preached through the years. I didn't know anything about doctrine. I just knew that I was lost. And now I was saved. And Brother Simmons said yesterday that if the gospel be hid, it be hid to those that are lost. And there's a reason for that, and that is that you don't stumble upon the truth. It has to be delivered.
Amen. Amen.
And as I grew in the Lord, and as I tried to study His word, and I'll be the first one to tell you, I still don't know everything, and I still see through a glass darkly. And I began to see who we were. I began to see that. And my eyes were open to things that had been confusion to me. And it became very clear to me. And I became convinced that we are the church of Christ. Amen. And we are the vessel by which that truth goes out. Because anything but complete truth is not the gospel. Amen. Anything but complete truth is not the doctrine of God. I want to call your attention this morning to the book of Jude. I don't know if there'd be anybody here this morning that's lost, but there might be. But if you're here and you're saved, me and you have all things in common. I am convinced this morning, if I don't know anything else, not because some man, and though I'm thankful for that, I know that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and I know that there is a place for preaching. But that I might remain the little thing that I am, I want you to understand that except God come for me and send His Spirit after me, I'd still be lost in that condition. Amen. Amen. I am convinced this morning that hell is a real place. Amen. And that was confirmed in me. I did hear it preached, I guess. But the fear wasn't there. But then one day the Spirit did come. And I don't remember what age it was, but I remember that when it came to me, it became real. And I knew even in the days that I was upon this earth lost, I knew that it was a real place and I knew that I was headed there. I was convinced. And if you'd asked me, and had I been honest with you, where will you go if you die? I would have told you there's a place that they tell me is terrible. I've heard it preached about. I had that was a privilege. I heard the truth. I not only heard that it was a place of everlasting torment, it was told to me that it was a place where the worm dieth not. Amen. Brother Ray mentioned how awful it would be to be in this life and not be able to die. You're not going to be able to die there. You're going to spend eternity in that condition, and you're going to do something that you may never have done in this life. You're going to plead and you're going to beg for death. Amen. Every minute that goes by. Let me tell you what me and you've got in common. We got everything in common. And I'm going to tell you about this doctrine. There ain't no way to cover all of it. I'm too little. There's not enough time. We're going to cover the heart, if God will help me. The heart of it. And that is that nobody comes to God except the pains of hell get up on them. Amen. Amen. A year or so ago, I'm like Brother Scott, I lose track of time and I lose track of things. I got a call one evening from a lady and told me that a friend of hers had killed himself. And her question to me was, do you think if he was saved that he went to hell? Well, you have to be careful this day and time what people mean by saved. Because everybody doesn't know the doctrine of Christ. Everybody doesn't know about it. Everybody doesn't understand. And I said, I'll tell you that if he had a place and time where the Lord changed him and he became a new creature in Christ, he's with the Lord today. Amen. Now, this conversation went on for a few minutes. And she proceeded to tell me that he didn't believe there was a hell. Well, what would you have done? It became my duty. And my heart got heavy for what I was going to have to tell her. I don't know where he went. But I'm telling you, unless he came to the place where the pains of hell got a hold of him, and he knew that it was a real place, and he knew that he was going there, and he became the most vile creature that ever lived, chiefest among sinners, he didn't make heaven his home. Me and you have grace in common. Amen. You see, we're saved by grace through faith. But we don't have anything to do with the grace part. That's God's business. He's took care of that. But we've come to the place where he has extended faith to us. He has, through the drawing power, through godly sorrow, that is the power of God unto salvation, brought me and you to that point. And we have become new creatures in Christ Jesus. Book of Jude, first chapter. Jude, the servant of Jesus. And that's what I am this morning. And I'm the least. I'm the least one here. And brother of James, to them that are sanctified, that's us, by God to the Father, and brother Leslie, preserved in Jesus Christ. Yeah. And called. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. And that you might pray for me this morning a little harder. Let me tell you that if salvation could be lost, I would have done lost mine. Because like the Apostle Paul, I find a law that when I would do good, evil is present. Amen. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation. It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith. That's the doctrine. Which was once. Because for me and you, that's impossible. See, the things of God, and we use the reference a lot of times that we're going to teach, but the things of God must be learned. And they must be learned of the great teacher, the Holy Spirit. Amen. They must be learned of God. For the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Who delivered it? Who gave that? That's Jesus. Now here's why this warning came, that we contend for this faith. For there are certain men crept in unawares. And that was true in that time, and it's true in this time, and it was true 50 years ago. And if God gives time, it'll be true from now on till God says, that's it. They'll creep in unaware. Unless you're on guard, you won't be looking for them. Who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God. Into lavishness. And denying the only Lord God and the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a saying, and I hear it all the time, and I know that you hear it all the time, that the world is going to hell in a handbasket. You ever heard that? Yes. Well, we can go a little closer with that today, and we can say that our nation, and it is our nation, a nation founded upon the Christian principles. A nation that I believe through the history that I've studied was founded upon the doctrines, Remember, a doctrine that cannot be taught but must be learned. It was founded on that. To a nation that's going to hell in a handbasket. And understand that here's the thing. It's not a handbasket weaving out of wooden strips. It is a handbasket that's weaved out of, God help us, religion. Oh, it's wrapped up big time in religion. Would you follow me if I told you that I'm not a religious person. I don't like that. I'm not a religious person. I've been preaching the gospel since the year 1994. I've been preaching it. I've been steadily in the house of the Lord since 1994. I have, to the best of my ability, tried to be a witness for God unto a lost and dying world. I've tried to do that. But when the time comes, when the Lord says, that's enough, and I draw my last breath, it will profit me nothing. What's going to profit you, preacher? What's going to carry you to glory? That thing that if you're here today and you know the Lord, that me and you have in common. Just a moment in time when I came to the end of my own strength, When it wasn't anything to do and run out of things to do and nothing to do but stand still. And we're going to see that if God will help us. But to stand still and see, not just see. You see, the children of Israel, when they stood at the Red Sea and Moses said, stand still and see. What he was saying was, I want you to stand still and experience the salvation of the Lord. And it's that experience, that little moment in time, when I came to the end of my own strength. Now, there's people here that's heard me preach for a long time. There's people here that's heard me preach a few times. And you may be saying within yourself, Brother Tracy, every time I hear you preach, you tell that. That's because that's all I've got to tell. That's all I've got. That's what's going to carry me across. And experience the salvation of the Lord. I want to call your attention to the book of Joshua. And we want to magnify a couple of things here. We're not by no means on the doctrine of Christ going to dot every I and cross every T today, but we're going to, with the help of the Lord and by the aid of the Holy Spirit, touch the heart. Now therefore fear the Lord. You see, brother and sister, that's something that me and you got in common. No man finds God except he fear him first. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It wasn't always like that for me. I remember as a little child running around with brothers, sisters, cousins, and singing songs about Jesus. Oh, how he loves me. And yes, Jesus loves me and onward Christian soldiers, without any fear of the Lord whatsoever in my heart, because it's got to be placed there by God. Amen. I don't have any control over that. And if you're here today and you're lost, you're doomed, except the fear of the Lord get a hold of you. Get a hold of you. And don't look to me, because I have no control over that. I do not carry the fear of the Lord in the palm of my hand. But I do carry his words. How come? How come you carry his words? How come you preach this doctrine that you say is the truth? Because it's all I know. It's all I've experienced. But the fear of the Lord did come. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity. And I want to touch thee. This is one of those things we're going to magnify. In sincerity and in truth.
Amen.
Because one by itself won't work.
Right.
You hear me? It won't work. You can know the truth. The Bible says those that come to God must first believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of those that seek Him. Had you have asked me when I was lost, and I spent a number of years there when I knew I was lost, I spent a number of years there every night afraid to close my eyes. Afraid that I wouldn't open them in the morning. Or afraid that the Lord would come back and I'd be left unprepared to meet Him. I feared those things. Those things were a burden to me. And I haven't carried that burden for a long time now. It's gone.
Amen.
But I knew the truth. If you had asked me, because I was raised in the vessel. That's what we are. We are the vessel. Not chosen by God, but made by God. Amen. To carry this doctrine of Christ. And that is what? You must be born again. You must be.
Amen.
I don't go for anything but that. If you're here today and you're holding to anything but that, in my opinion, and according to the Scripture, and my conviction is, you're lost without God.
Amen.
You may not tell it the way I do, but if you got it, you can tell it. And it better, and it will, and it better bring joy to your heart. It better have brought peace to your heart. Those burdens that I just talked about better have rolled away. But I knew the truth because the Lord had revealed it to me. Thank God for the preachers that stood. Thank God for them. But it was the Lord that came to me. It was the Lord that brought His fear to me. It was the Lord that brought the pains of hell to me. And it was the Lord that brought godly sorrow to me.
Amen.
That was the truth. I knew I was lost. There wasn't a problem. Well, now listen, boy, you got to know that there's a devil's hell. God had already put that in me. I knew it was there. You've got to know that you've got to repent. That had been there too. I knew that there was a change. I didn't know nothing about it. I hadn't experienced it. But I believed it was real. But you know what? I'd never been sincere. I'd never had been. I'd come to that altar. And I knew I was lost. And I'd pray for God to save me. And I'll tell you that I know now that I wasn't even close. Then I wondered what the holdup was. Then I wondered, it went in my mind, I wonder what's wrong. I've asked Him. Thank God there wasn't nobody there to tell me that it wouldn't have worked. Right. Thank God there wasn't nobody there to tell me, well, you've done all you can do, get up. Because you know what? I thought I had done all I could do. I did. I come to that altar every time when get up and leave thinking I done all I could do. I wasn't even close. Wasn't even close. Then there are those that are sincere, but they don't know nothing about the truth.
Amen.
That goes back to that basket wrapped in religion. They are religious people. They get that pointed in the right direction, we'd have something. But they don't know the truth, and they're not listening to us, and they're not going to stumble upon it by accident. They're not going to have a revelation that's going to bring them to it. It must come through the vessel.
Amen.
Look at God's way all the way down. Remember Elijah on Mount Carmel. And he was there with the prophets of Baal.
Right.
You remember the little deal that he wanted to do. Let's make an altar. Let's make a sacrifice. And let's see which God will answer. Well, had I not eyes where I could see and look out into the world today, I'd have to say, well, they must have known. But they don't.
That's right.
They don't. They built that thing expecting to see something. You see, they had faith. But here's the problem. How many people have died? With faith. How many people got in the car thinking they was going to get somewhere and they didn't make it? They had faith.
Right.
How many people have got on airplanes thinking, well, I got, because you wouldn't have got on it if you'd have known it was going to crash.
Right.
But how many have got on there and they didn't get where they was going?
Right.
Faith, you can have faith, but faith without the promise of God is nothing.
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
They cried out for their God to answer.
That's right. You know what? The vessel was there. You know what? It had been confirmed in him what the truth was. He knew the Lord.
Yeah.
He knew that God was God, and under him there was no other. And that was he was to the point that he mocked them. Maybe your God sleeps, crying out. He wasn't back. Well, I hope this works. Well, I hope they don't get too loud, and their God, he knew. And I know that today. I know, lost person, regardless of what you do, except you come to God with a humbled heart, humbled by him, and repent, you will no wise enter in. You ain't going to do it.
Amen.
I know there's no other truth for that. And we're going to get to the minute, if we try to close, why? How do we know these things? How do we know that this doctrine is true?
Bible says they begin to cut themselves.
Right.
Had lancet there. And the way I understand the scripture, they done a pretty good job of doing it. It said the blood gushed out. Gushed out upon them.
They were serious.
That's right.
Maybe we're not serious enough today.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you where there's some other seriousness going on. It's a place that the scripture says hath enlarged herself because of the multitude. You see, I didn't make that up about the world or the nation. And we can go a little further. Our communities. We've come to the point in time where our communities.
Amen.
Somehow we've come to the point. I don't know how we got there other than Satan had a hand in it. But we're supposed to be greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. But we've let it have an upper hand. And we've come to the point that for the sake of somebody else's rights, we won't even tell them the truth. And that's why our communities are, that's why we're in the shape we're in today.
Amen.
I believe it was said yesterday, we're just a minority. We're the vessel. Now, Elijah was there. There was just one of him. I believe it was 400 prophets of Baal there. And God was still God.
That's right.
Amen.
There ain't but one way that the nation can be a Christian nation. Calling it a Christian nation. You know, I hear a lot of people, well, they say it's not a Christian nation anymore. Hey, calling it a Christian nation don't make it one.
Right.
It don't. Calling a pig a cow don't make it a cow. We are no longer a Christian nation because Americans are no longer Christians.
Amen.
We are a religious nation. We got a nation full of religion. We got a mountaintop here full of religious people. But the end thereof led to death.
Amen.
God's not the author of that.
Amen.
He's the author of life.
Amen.
He's the author of grace. And he is the author of peace. And they didn't get none of those things that day. So they were sincere. But they didn't have no truth. So it takes both. Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And I want to talk about Egypt just a little bit, and we're going to close. We're not going to just go on and on. I want to talk about Israel down there in Egypt because we got to see this. They got down there and God blessed them. You turn over there and you can read that. God blessed them. And they began to outnumber the Egyptians. That's what the scripture said. They'd be mightier than us.
Amen.
And they got a fear in themselves that if they ever came under attack, that Israel would side with their enemies and they'd lose. And in the end, they did lose.
So they made their life hard. Bitter, the Bible says. And there wasn't a one of them that wasn't aware of it.
There wasn't a one of them that didn't cry out to be delivered. Why did they cry out to be delivered? Because of their affliction and their bondage. That's why I cried out.
Amen.
You know, when I sought the Lord, even though I'd heard things about heaven, and I'd heard about how that salvation is joy unspeakable and full of glory, I'd heard those things. But when I sought the Lord, I wasn't seeking Him because I wanted joy in my heart. I wasn't seeking Him because I wanted peace in my heart. I sought Him because I didn't want to go to that awful place.
Amen.
That had a hold on me. And if we'd went down there and we'd have talked to some of these Israelites there in the land of Egypt, why don't you get out of here? I can't get out of here. They've got me under their thumb and I can't get out. I don't have the power to escape this. Neither did I.
Right.
Lost person, neither do you.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, they didn't get delivered until they come to the place in their hearts where they realized that if they were ever going to be delivered, God would have to do it.
Amen.
They had to come to the place where they saw their helplessness. How do you know that? Because I experienced the same salvation they did, and I had to come there.
Yeah.
That's how I know.
Right.
And God, by a mighty hand, by a mighty hand. That's what Josh was talking about here. And if it seemed evil unto you to serve the Lord, how in the world? But we got a nation full of them. We got a world full of them.
Amen.
That thinks it's an evil thing.
Amen.
Choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood.
That's a bad time in history. I didn't call it a fable. I didn't call it a made-up story. And it's a good time. We saw God be grieved that He'd ever made man.
Right.
But we also see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
We find a man this morning that if he could stand here and his name was Noah, he would tell you, I'm nervous. He would tell you that he felt small to carry out that which God had commanded him to carry out. How do you know? Because I'm doing the same thing he done and I feel that way.
Amen.
The Bible says he found grace.
Yeah.
You know what? It's always been there. There's never a shortage of grace.
Amen.
Ain't going to be nobody in hell.
Amen.
Because there was a shortage of grace.
Amen.
It ain't going to be that way. I found this out. There is an abundance of grace.
Amen.
There is an abundance of mercy.
Amen.
What we don't have an abundance of
is sincerity and faith and being willing to say, oh God, I'm the worst thing that ever lived. Have mercy on me.
Right.
And what we got is a shortage of asking for it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, you hear that? This is Joshua.
Right.
Now we won't talk about it because Israel's on the other side of the Red Sea. Now let's talk about that a little bit. Pharaoh came out. See, God brought him out with a mighty hand. You know why he brought him out with a mighty hand? Because it's got to be by a mighty hand. You know what Jesus told the disciples when they asked about this thing? When they said, well, who then can be saved? He said, with man, it's impossible. Do you understand that? They were under no circumstances ever going to come to the day where they could help the situation they were in. They couldn't do it, and neither could I. And they stood at the Red Sea, and here comes bondage after. I thought it was Pharaoh. It was, but it's bondage. Sin. Not wanting to let go. Didn't want to let go of what it had. Come out. And this goes back to our report about salvation being eternal. Moses didn't know. didn't say, all right, everybody grab a stick. Everybody grab a rock. He didn't say that. Matter of fact, in one place he told them, he said, the battle is the Lord's.
Amen.
There's not anything for you to do but stand here and be saved. Now, if you'd ask them, I don't know what we're going to do. Here comes sin, and behind us is a sea. I don't know what we're going to do. All that we can do is rely on God. That's all we can do.
Amen.
See, this is very important because the world don't get this.
God has to come for you.
Amen.
God has to come for you. I wasn't just walking along one day and it occurred to me, you know what, I'm sinful. And I wasn't just walking along and godly sorrow got up. It didn't happen that way.
Amen.
Not on my own. How do you know it? Well, let me tell you this. When it came, I didn't like it.
Well,
I didn't like it.
Bro.
Moses told him. All right, there ain't nothing you can say. This is the gospel. And this is what, if they knew it, the warning that went out, earnestly contempted, this is what they have forgot. Because we were, thank the Lord, we were a Christian nation.
Right. Amen.
But we did somewhere we failed to earnestly contend.
That's right.
For this doctrine.
That's
that was
right.
Once delivered unto the saints.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
You hear a lot of truth. You hear a lot of things that are true. I hear them talk about hell. I hear them talk about salvation. I even hear them talk about being born again. I hear them talk about it. But you know what you don't hear them do? You don't hear them tell it. How come? We hear these preachers tell it. We hear these preachers tell it. Yeah, we're hearing you tell it. We got it. That's why we can tell it.
Amen.
Let's get on the other side of this ocean, this sea, and let's stand here. And let's ask the children of Israel what happened. Moses said, here they come. But there ain't nothing you can do except rely on God.
Right.
Here comes the salvation of the Lord. And he told them, he said, after this day, you won't see this anymore.
Right.
You ain't going to see this. It's going to be done.
Amen.
I'm going to take you across here, and you're going to be sealed on the other side.
Yes.
And you won't ever have to. You won't ever have to deal with this.
That's right.
Again. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, He it is. Listen to this. This is their testimony. You've done heard mine. For the Lord our God, He it is that brought us up out of our fathers, out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Which did those great signs in our sight. And preserved us, Brother Leslie, preserved us in all the way wherein we went.
Amen.
They had the doctrine. They had the true doctrine. They were a peculiar people.
Right.
They were hated. Did you know that? They were hated. They were feared.
Misunderstood.
Why? Because of the name of the Lord.
Amen.
How do you know? Because we fit the same bill.
That's right.
We're gonna stand with God. Who, what, and they gave an experience. We were under bondage. There was no way out. There was no hope whatsoever for us. It was impossible for us to save ourselves.
Right.
You know, I spent a lot of years wondering, why don't God change the plan of salvation to accommodate me?
Right.
I've done that. Why can't he just save me? Thank God in his wisdom, he didn't. Because there hadn't been no change. I had not come to the place where I was ready to completely rely on him. I've done spent a lifetime with people like that down here. And I wish we all could go. I do. That would be, if I had one wish. You know, you hear a lot of people say, well, if you had one wish, what would it be? Well, I'd wish for peace on earth. Hey, you get everybody right with God, you'll have peace.
Amen.
You'll have it. That's why there's going to be peace in heaven. Everybody's going to be right with God.
Amen. Amen.
I don't want to spend eternity with people that hadn't come humble like I had to come. My prayer is everybody could.
Yeah.
There's evidence. That's what I've been trying to tell you. There's evidence of the doctrine. And it's a revelation or it's a revealation. It had to be revealed to me.
That's right.
No man can teach it. I'm a witness of it. I'm a witness of this doctrine.
Yeah. I'm a witness of this faith
that was once delivered unto the saints.
Amen.
I am a witness that there's nothing to do. If you were at, well, no, Brother Tracy, I am lost. What can I do? There ain't nothing you can do.
Right.
Except come to God completely, relying on him, and he's got to draw you.
Amen.
Because they took that out. Let us earnestly contend. Why? Why would we do that? Because we experienced it. Every one of us. We got it in common. Every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
This doctrine that we contend for, we don't think it's the truth. I don't.
Right.
I don't think it's the truth. I am convinced. It's the truth. It's been confirmed. And there's no way to put that in words. It's been confirmed in me.
Amen.
We are.
Amen.
Who are we?
Amen.
Who are we? We're old-time missionary Baptist.
Yeah.
The vessel. A lot of people don't agree with that. It's been confirmed in me.
Amen.
The vessel.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Vessel.
Amen.
To carry this doctrine. To carry this word. We don't go along. A lot of people say that's what they're doing. That's what the religious world. They're going alone. Have we been like the children of Israel said, okay, everybody, we're leaving tonight? Well, the first thing that's been out of my mouth is, where's our deliverer? Where's God? We don't need him. That's their attitude. We don't need him. There was an experience there that every one of them could tell. Me and you got that in common.
Amen.
Got that in common.
Amen.
Brother Moderator.
Amen.
God bless you. Appreciate you praying. I could feel it. Follow the Lord.